Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. Happy New Year. Did you get the flu? I did. So this little get-together for Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, will be laced with coughing because I'm still getting over a couple of things, right? This flu season ruined a whole lot of holidays for people. I don't remember December 30th through January 1st. I don't care. That's fine with me. I just don't remember any of it. So Happy New Year. I hope you are healthy and well, and I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. I am always happy when I take all the holiday decorations down and the house feels clean again. And then you find that one decoration that you didn't put in the box. I got that right here. It was hanging on the back of my door. A little decoration says a cold spring Christmas. And it was a very fine Christmas, but I have to admit that I half-arsed it. I did. I half-arsed Christmas. And I'm sorry that I did, but it's the best I could do. The half-arsing of the Christmas. I really realize now Christmas needs to be prepared for. It really does. You really need to buy real presents, not at the CVS. That's where I shop this year. You need to really like plan your menu. Christmas Eve dinner, we didn't have bread or salad. We just, there was just food. Here's a bowl of food. Eat your ravioli and be happy. I really have arsed Christmas. So I'm going to come back strong for Valentine's Day. Just letting you know, everybody's going to get a nice gift. I did the best I could do and I'm not beating myself up, but I do feel like I missed out on something by putting absolutely no effort into the holiday season. Hang on, I'm going to cough now. If you didn't hear that cough, that means Frankenberry edited it out. He's amazing. Happy New Year, Frankenberry.
Nope, left that one in there. Seems more real. Also, you have some sniffles later on in the show. I left those in there too. You know, for empathy's sake.
So I'm sitting here with my coffee in my pajamas with my dogs all around me, bringing this show to you. I half-arsed Christmas because my new job is so dang hard. Oh, it's hard. I want to just be clear. Yesterday was the first day it didn't feel hard after 2 full months. Yesterday was like, oh, this is like a normal people work day. I didn't have heart palpitations. I didn't cry. I didn't go sit in my car. I actually worked from 8 to 5, never leaving my desk. I know that's not good, but the job is big and it's hard and there's lots of moving parts. But yesterday, I started to get a handle on it, which is something, right? So if you're going through a change and it's big and hard, give yourself time, man. Give yourself time. All right, today I want to talk about religion and politics. Who can believe that? Two topics that I usually avoid. Don't go near with a 10-foot pole. Well, I go near spirituality, but not religion, right? Pretty much. I'm jumping into both pools today because I have a story to tell you. I have a couple of stories to tell you. First, I'm going to tell you the politics story. I initiated conversation around the great divide of Democrat and Republican. That would never be something I would ever go near. Usually at my retreats and events, the first thing I tell people is, turn down the volume on your story, whatever it is, however you identify yourself as a this or a that. Don't think you need to talk about politics this weekend. Let's just put it on the shelf and let's focus on other things. Let's focus on the beauty of where we are. Let's focus on what we have in common. Because people tend to bond, right? You're in a new environment, you're in new people at a retreat or an event, and you're trying to bond and find common ground. And people often do that to the negative. And when that happens, it sort of disrupts all the goodness I've planned for the weekend. I'm working really hard to get people's nervous systems calm, to get people comfortable and grounded, to get people to feel the breath in their body. And you start talking about the great divide and all of that is out the window. Now, I have to work twice as hard to get it back. I was at a retreat at my new job on last weekend. And there we are at dinner with strangers, right? We don't know each other. And one woman trying to bond starts talking about Kamala Harris and something Kamala Harris allegedly said. Now, I did a deep dive and I can't find that she actually said it, but it was something like anti-religion, like Kamala was allegedly speaking and somebody shouted something out. Like this woman said, someone said, God bless you. And Kamala allegedly said, we don't say God bless you here. That happens down the street or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, I can't find that story. Maybe if you can find it, you could show it to me. Not that it matters. But the woman, lovely woman, said, I hope that Kamala is choking on those words now. I hope God gets her or something along those lines. And I don't know what came over me. I was particularly comfortable. And I turned around and said, how would that make things better? How would Kamala Harris choking or being punished by God help you in any way? And the woman got very thoughtful. I think she was surprised. I got to tell you, I was surprised. I could not believe these things came out of my mouth. And she said, wow, let me think about that. And she looked at me and she said, you know, I see where you are and I'm not there yet. And I was like, wow, that was like the greatest response ever, right? I see where you are and I'm not there yet. And then we had to both throw our heads back and had a good laugh. And I'm like, all right, that's fair. But, you know, in the big scheme of things, Jesus said, pray for your enemies. Now I'm in religion, people. So for us to heal the nation, which is now my job, it's all our jobs. For us to heal the nation, we got to start praying for the people we don't like, and we got to start having nice conversations with people who don't see the world the same way we do, or with people who are just going down a negative path, right? That's all I was doing. I was trying to pull the conversation back to a positive path. And I realized this woman was trying to bond. She was really trying to do a good thing. So that happened, and that was fine. But here's the best part. At the end of the retreat, this woman came looking for me. She found me in my office. And she said, I just got to tell you, I got to thank you for turning me around. She said, you're right. Jesus said, pray for your enemies. And me wanting someone to choke, she says, that's not who I am. And I said, I know that. That's not who you are, right? You don't really want someone to choke or die or be punished by God. She says, I don't know why I said that. And I, like I said, I understood she was trying to bond. So that's why I say at my retreats, when you get to lunch or dinner and you're sitting with strangers, tell a happy story. Tell a story about your joy. Tell a story about something you're good at. We often try to bond over our deficiencies, or we all often try to bond over things that we commonly don't like. Let's bond over something we commonly do like and something that isn't volatile. Like, let's talk about your meatball recipe or your gardening or your grandkids or your new boyfriend. Let's talk about our joys. So I just wanted to mention that story. I think I impacted that woman. I didn't mean to. I was just trying to steer the conversation back to a higher level. But when she came and found me, that reached me to my core. If I had any scintilla of judgment towards this woman, look up scintilla. I'm not sure I'm using it correctly. I don't know where that came from. If I had any morsel of judgment towards that woman, maybe you don't have to look up scintilla. Maybe you know what it means. I don't know what it means. If I had any morsel of judgment towards this woman, it evaporated. And I'm like, oh, this woman and I can be good friends. I feel comfortable with her level of love and openness and expansion, right? Cool. Absolutely cool. Okay, so that's my politic story. Now I want to talk about religion. I realize my stories don't have defined boundaries. My politics and my religion are blending into each other. So while we were at this weekend, it was a divinity yoga weekend where we got together to do yoga, but we prayed before every asana, I think. Is that what you call it? Before every class, we said a prayer. We said a prayer from all different faiths. Oh, my goodness. First of all, let me tell you what the friars taught me this week. You know, the prayer of St. Francis, make me a channel of your peace. Make me this, make me that. Where there is hatred, let me sow this. Right? You know that prayer? St. Francis didn't write it. What do you think of that? The priest told me this week they can find no evidence that St. Francis wrote the prayer of St. Francis. And they say it's not like him, like any other of his writings, because it talks about me, 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 me. And that wasn't St. Francis. How crazy is that? So St. Francis didn't write the prayer of St. Francis. But I appreciate the spirit of it. Anyway, at this weekend, we were having yoga and we're praying in different prayers, Muslim prayers, Catholic prayers, Christian prayers. We didn't pray Hindu prayers because we're doing the practice of yoga, which is based in Hinduism, although I don't know anyone who worships Hindu gods when they do yoga. We just want to stretch and breathe and find our God on the mat, right? We want to find our God within us, mind, body, spirit, together on the mat. But I got hate mail from people, Catholic people, who said that yoga is demonic, that it's tied to exorcism, that crazy things I had never heard of. And I was so embarrassed. And I had to go to the friars and say, hey, guys, I am so sorry to bring, you know, to have brought you this weekend that I thought was beautiful and based in prayer, and to find out, you know, you're getting letters of people who are outraged. And the friars were cool. One of them said, I knew that was going to happen. I said, why didn't you tell me? He says, because I couldn't have explained it. You had to have experienced it. And I'm like, okay, I did. He said, so what is my response, Father? And he said, we are called to be at one. We are called to be at one. And I'm like, all right, so it's okay? He says, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. You know, not everybody's going to agree with you, but it's okay. We are called to be at one. I felt better about that. Then as he's walking out of the room, he tapped on my whiteboard and he says, you're going to have trouble with this one too. And I'm like, oh no. And that's the day I have coming up this weekend. It's called the Day of Kabbalah, Finding Balance in Kabbalah. And Kabbalah is a branch of Jewish mysticism. And I said, why would Catholic people have a problem with Jewish mysticism? Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, all Jews. And he laughed and he says, no, they're Catholics. He was kidding, of course. And he walked out the room. No more help there. But yeah, if you are Catholic or Christian, it might help to remember. It might be expansive to remember Jesus, Mary, Joseph, all Jews. They never probably even heard the word Catholicism. The men who wrote the gospel, also Jews. We worship Jews. We repeat the prayers of Jews if you're Catholic. I think that's just something to keep in mind. Now, I don't know. I'm just so grateful from my crazy little upbringing in a tiny little town. Because firstly, my first two yoga teachers, I think I mentioned, were Catholic nuns. Maybe they were renegade hippie nuns from the 70s. I don't know. They probably had guitars and they sang, you know, I like to teach the world to sing or whatever the heck. But so that was an expansive learning for me, to learn yoga from Catholic nuns. And the other thing was, in my upbringing in St. Patrick's School, we always knew Jesus was Jewish. Like, it was something we talked about. And I went into deep dive probably after high school. And I'm like, well, if Jesus was Jewish, I want to find out more. And I got read a lot of books and got a mezuzah and a menorah and freaked my family out. They're like, what's going on with Casey? I went through a decade where I tried out lots of different religions. But I wanted to educate myself, right? Jesus was a Jewish man from a Jewish family. And I think to understand where he's coming from, we should know more about that. Not everyone agrees. But anyway, I'm looking forward to our Kabbalah workshop that is coming up. But if we are all called to be at one, we can drop the division too with religion. You know, that's one of the things about Graymore, is they're interreligious and ecumenical. They are open to all faiths, sharing the space and exploring a prayerful life. That's a cool thing, right? That's a cool thing. It's not us against them. There's no us and there's no them, really. We're just folks. We're just folks on a crazy planet. And many of us don't really have a clue as to what we're supposed to be doing. And you can get wrapped up in the rules of your game. I sometimes see politics and religion like football. You know, people are like diehard fans of belonging to that club. Excuse me one second. Maybe Frankenberry caught that one as well.
Nah, left that one too. More empathy.
People are diehard fans of belonging to their club. This is my team. These are my colors, and your team is wrong. And more than that, my team wants to beat your team. My team wants to obliterate your team. Well, how's that going to make for a happy life for anybody, right? So if I could just suggest anything for the new year, my suggestion would be dial back your maybe fanatical ties, right? And just look at things from a holistic point of view. We are all one human family. We got to stop beating each other up if we want to have a happy life. We got to stop beating each other up and putting each other down and wanting God to punish each other and all of that, you know? And we have to, I think too, listen to the people who are angry. Listen to the people who have their fist in the air about, you know, my team. Listen to that with your heart. Listen to that with your heart. Because when you step back and look at that, you know, the fanatical people, they're angry or something. You know, they're not coming from a place of love. They're not. Because if they were coming from a place of love, their vibe would be completely different. Their vibe would be completely different. All right. So there you go. That's our jump into politics and religion today as we look towards a happy and healthy and more peaceful 2025. And take all the blessings from 2024, pull them right into this new year. Pull all the good stuff right in. I've been reading a lot lately about the loneliness epidemic in America. It is not going away. Have you read about this? Surgeon General is advising us how to build more connected lives. This, they say, goes back to even pre-pandemic, and they call it a public health crisis. So the advice is, if you're feeling lonely, rather than to feed yourself, the antidote is feeding someone else. So if you're feeling lonely, the advice is to think about who else might be lonely or who else might need a phone call or a note in the mail, and to fill your days with reaching out, as difficult as it may be. If you're feeling small and lonely, reaching out is going to be a stretch. But maybe we could all make a pinky promise today to combat this loneliness epidemic and think of someone who may be suffering from loneliness and reach out to them. And just be like, hey, what's up? Hey, how about, I love to do coffee on the phone. You know, I don't have time to meet you for coffee in person, but let's do coffee on the phone. Let's have a cup of coffee together, you know, while we just chat. So that's our pinky promise this week to combat the loneliness epidemic. Isn't that crazy? So many people in the world, everybody running all over, but they're lonely, lonely, lonely. Many are. And not just older people, younger people too. Our devices have not connected us in a healthy way. They don't connect us in a healthy way all the time. You know, and I feel bad for kids because when they get off their device, they might not even know what they're feeling is loneliness. They might just be feeling off balance, you know, and their nervous system goes jonesing for another dopamine hit from the device. So that's our pinky promise this week, to look for loneliness, to think about people who might need, I don't know, maybe it's, you can comment on their Facebook post. Maybe that would make their day. If you know the person, you probably know what would light them up a little bit. So that's what we're going to do this week. So listen, it's Casey. You're listening to Sean on the Health and Happiness Show. And although I do work at Graymore Retreat Center now, I am doing 2 retreats at Merriandale, just down the river in Ossining. And I want to tell you, one retreat is coming up February 14th, which is very, very soon. Right? That's very, very soon. Valentine's weekend. It's a self-love weekend. We are going to turn the volume down. We're going to turn the lights down. We're going to have candlelight dinners. And we're going to just go nice and easy with conversation and introspection and lots of time to just decompress. So that's a self-love weekend. And that's February 14th through the 15th at Merriandale in Ossining. Now, here's the big news that I've been sitting on that I want to tell you about our August retreat, August 2025. I think it's August 15th through the 17th. We're back at Merriandale in Ossining. and we're having a weekend for women called Come Together, Finding Joy in Beatles Songs. Now, you either groaned or cheered when I just said that. But Come Together is going to be a celebration of summer, and it's going to be a celebration of music. And at every event, we are going to sing a Beatles song. We are going to have a sing-along. Can you picture us in the pool on our floats singing Yellow Submarine? That's what's going to be happening. And you can sign up right now at caseysplace.com. All righty. Do you hear my dog snoring? I think my microphone is so good that you don't hear them snoring. But Roosevelt just gave us a really, really good snore. I hope you find rest. I hope you find peace. I hope you find joy. Oh my gosh, I should have looked up a thought for the day. You're going to have to add your own thought for the day and make it a good one. And maybe send it to me so I'm ready for next week. Happy New Year. Lots of love, health, happiness. Check out caseysplace.com. And I hope to see you very, very soon. Shine on.